Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast today, Sunday, April 21st, 2024. Thank you so much for downloading this, and thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. Thank you all very much. I want to play you a clip which I think is heartwarming, because it's always great when we have truth being told in a straightforward, unambiguous manner. And we live in a world where most of the time now we're being asked to accept lunacy as if it's normal. It's really not. And here's a great example of, well, listen to this and tell me what you think of it. Here we go.
In the bathroom, it's a huge plus.
Men do not menstruate. Only women menstruate. Now, you can call yourself whatever you want.
Cis men don't menstruate, but trans men do menstruate.
No, they don't.
Non-binary people.
Only
menstruating
women.
Menstruating is not exclusive to cis women. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So explain to me as to why my body menstruated.
If your chromosomes are XX and you're young, you menstruate. True. If you're XY, you don't.
Correct, but what about trans men and non-binary?
They're not
menstruating a whole group of
people.
They're
women dressed as men. You are not a man. You can pretend to be a man, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Live your life. Tell me what a man is.
Well, what's a man to you? You define a man for me.
You have chromosomes that are X and Y. That's what a man is.
So why are we just looking at the science of this as
the science?
When we've learned sex and gender identity are they're completely different things.
They're not completely different.
They are completely different.
Completely different words.
And sex is what you're born with, the sexual reproductive organs you have. Gender is what you identify with. They're completely
Well, I don't accept
things.
That distinction. You have to argue for it. You're just giving a conclusion. You're just making it up.
Transgender.
That's exactly the point. They just make it up. So that was an interesting exchange. The same voice in that was a fifth grade teacher in the States. And he was just making it pretty clear that, as we all understand, that there are only two sexes, male and female. If you're born male, you're always male. If you're born female, you're always female. Your chromosomes don't change, you see. That's the thing. And did you notice there was about half a dozen lid? The other side were trying to say, oh, hang on a second. Yes, men don't menstruate, but trans men do. Yes, but trans men are women, so they would menstruate. So, you know, all these bizarre, word salad terms they come up with. Oh, cis men. There's cis men, but then there's trans men. No, there's not. No. There's only men. Biological, DNA-driven men. That's it. And the same applies to women as well. So, you know, whenever these people are challenged, and by the way, when you listen to this, you are spared having to see the sort of individuals who are saying, but trans men can menstruate and they're men. You're spared having to see what those individuals look like. Let me tell you, they look like probably you imagine they look like. And this is the thing. I think these people are disturbed. I think they've got cognitive dissonance. Some people might say they've got mental illness. Whatever you want to use, but the fact of the matter is that they are basically, and this is not just the trans men, aka women, who dress up. It's just insane, and we need to continually bring things back to fundamentals, and the fundamentals are that sex and gender are exactly the same. They are exactly the same. They're different words, yes, but they're exactly the same. You're born either male or female, and those are your genders. That's it. That's your sex. You're either a male or a female, and that cannot change. And, you know, even going to elaborate surgeries and, you know, shoving as much puberty blockers down your throat as possible is never going to change that fundamental reality. Now, the other thing is, though, I used to think it's only a tiny minority of people who basically travel into this insane world. But I think because of the prevalence of this in academia, and particularly at university level, kids now do think that, oh, yeah, I was born male, but I now identify, you know, as a woman or as a furry or as a lamppost or as whatever. And instead of being frankly laughed at for the insanity of it, They are indulged. We are told we must respect them and that their opinions are perfectly valid. Well, the thing is, you know, opinions come 10 a penny, you know, 10 a penny. They can think what they want. I don't mind. And if they want to dress up as they want, I don't really care. I mean, I think they look like freaks, but that's their choice. It's a free world, I suppose. Although I suspect if they tried that in the more, let's call it, Muslim parts of the world, that might not go down so well. However, normality is something that we have to fight for. We have to keep it based. We have to make sure that the things that you and I take as, you know, as given or fought for, or they will be lost. Because in particular, the trans lobby, as I've talked about it quite a bit over the weekend, it's so powerful. It amazes me how powerful it is. And I think the only reason behind that is, ultimately, I think because it's a defiance of God, I think it's a satanic lobby.